escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com. Working
on a nightmare. Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
Ah, the Hollywood Hills. You can almost see them.
Yeah, if the weather's okay.
Yeah.
If there's not too much smog.
Yeah. But raining from the Hollywood Hills, Michael, is our own Sean Michael Lyle, a man who went to broadcast school in Hollywood, California.
On Hollywood Boulevard.
On Hollywood Boulevard, who worked in Hollywood, who has rubbed shoulders with the likes of Olivia Newton-John, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and so many others.
So many others. More that I can remember sometimes.
Well, and you remembered one tonight.
I remembered one. Yeah, I did. Meathead.
Rob Reiner from the All in the Family show.
Yeah, Carl Reiner's kid.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, and this one was as a newsman, and it was very an interesting thing. I interviewed him.
You did?
And I interviewed him. It was about, and this will be kind of surprising, I think, to some people. In California, there is something called First Five California, which is a program to help children during the first 5 years of their life.
Well, something that we call parents as teachers here in Missouri.
Called what?
Parents as teachers.
Is that
a similar program? It helps helps the parents with their kids when they're...
Well, yeah, and it's health programs, nutrition, all of those. Yep. Yeah, it's kind of the same.
So it's
thing.
The first five in
it's
California.
It's called First Five California because they found that from the time the children were born, especially in the poorer families, from the time they were born to the time they got to that first contact of school,
right.
That there's a lot of things that can go wrong.
Yeah. Right.
And so it was, and the big advocate for this program, for this starting this program, was Rob Reiner. In fact, he was such an advocate for getting First Five California started, he was the first commissioner of the First Five California.
He was
program.
The First Five first commissioner.
Yeah, he was the actual commissioner. That's
wow.
The guy.
Went into public service.
He went in, yes. And that's, and when I say commissioner, I don't mean he was some figurehead. He was
No, he ran the thing.
Yeah, he was in charge of it. And I interviewed him, and we talked about the great concept and everything, and about the passion.
Yeah.
But we also talked a little bit about the execution and the criticism of it. It wasn't long after that I talked to him, and it wasn't because of my news story.
Well,
about him,
it wasn't long afterwards
that he resigned because they were spending more on parties than they were on kids.
Oh.
Which...
That's problematic.
That sounds like Michael Kelly right
there. Yeah, but it was really interesting.
I have no kids.
Because, well, neither do I think.
I spend no dollars on kids.
Yeah, me too. Thank God. But I just got done covering like the Rockwood School board.
Yeah.
And whenever I watch those things, I think, thank God.
Yeah. No kids.
I just see little dollar signs.
Yeah, well, I don't care about the dollars. That doesn't matter to me. It's just like, let that be their problem. What I wanted to say was that in that interview,
there he was.
I was sitting there, and it was so hard to have. He was so serious, and he was a good. He seemed like a good public policy guy.
Yeah,
and not say, well, let me ask you, Meathead, what about? And it was so hard not to say that.
So wow, and then he was a good interview, I guess.
Yeah, he was a good interview, and he sounded like he knew what he was talking about. But it was such. The program was in such disarray that he had to resign.
Well, and he's gone on to quite a career. I mean, we think about him in the All in the Family days in the 1970s.
Yeah, this was around 2008.
He became a director, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, director.
Yeah, he's done everything.
He's done it all.
Yeah. Stand By Me, Harry Met Sally, The Spinal Tap, The Princess Bride, All in the Family, A Few Good Men.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Misery.
But I kind of thought at that time, this was 2008, that he was really looking to launch himself into a political career with that.
You thought he was going to go down that path. Well, so many have. Your own buddy, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The governator.
Yeah.
So, but I think that this whole First Five thing kind of sank that.
He's done. I do occasionally run across him on Twitter. I don't know if you do.
Rob Reiner, He's pretty liberal.
He's very liberal.
He's very liberal.
Yeah.
But, you know, at that time, and there again, you know, I've said this about California, and that is as liberal as it is, and it's changing a little bit now, but it was always liberal in a functional sort of way. First Five California is still around.
Right.
It does, and it was a great idea, and once they got past... You know, figured out
the
how
parties.
To spend the party.
Right.
Yeah. Once they got past the parties, then it actually started to function.
So. I read an article. It was in Bloomberg that Newsom, the governor of California, is now running ads in Texas and saying that one of the misnomers is that it's more expensive taxes-wise in California.
Yeah.
And in reality, it's more expensive in Texas.
Well, and Newsom, I've only met him, talked to him for just for a short while when he was mayor of San Francisco. Mm-hmm. He's actually, for what the crazy things people say about him, he's actually a pretty good public administrator.
Uh-huh.
And doing things like that, for example, when you say California, most people think of San Francisco.
Right.
Well, if you compare Austin, Texas... to Fresno, you can live almost for free in Fresno compared to Austin, Texas.
Right.
Dallas, Fort Worth, and if you're talking about the parts of California that you don't think of as being, well, gee, I want to go live there. But if you're talking about Central Valley, for example, and that's where all the growth is, that's where all the economic... Yeah.
I mean, San Luis Obispo?
San Luis Obispo, you couldn't afford to park your car there.
Is that right?
Yeah. Anything that, if you can get to the ocean, forget about it.
Except
towards the north, but...
Maybe an unpopular opinion. With the exception of hill country in Texas, I don't much care for the state. And I've been everywhere down there. Houston, San Antonio.
Well, there's nothing there.
Yeah, it's just... And there's no organization and no planning. And people who... are just in love with the fact that they're Texas.
Well, I appreciate that. But the problem with Texas, one of the problems with Texas is, unlike California, which has, where the counties are huge, there's counties bigger than some states
in
California. But in Texas, the counties are, you spit and you're spitting into the next county.
Right.
And each county has its own judge and county council, and it's just, there's too much government and not enough good government people.
Right.
So, yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
And it's flat as a pancake.
So, have you ever lived in Orange County?
Orange County? No. Do I look like I lived in Orange County?
I'm just saying, you met
all
those celebrities.
Look how I dress. Come on. I mean, I get my shoes at Kmart.
So, Orange County, what's the most expensive place to live in Orange County? Is it not Anaheim? Is it Huntington Beach? Is it
anywhere on the coast? Santa Ana. The mayor of Santa Ana, his sister used to work for me.
Of course,
and his news director. Yeah. But he went on to be state representative.
Right.
Santa Ana is pretty expensive, but Orange County, anything by the coast.
Huh.
So,
well, there it is.
But anything in Orange County is expensive. I mean, remember, you've got Disneyland and all of that.
It's all there.
You know, it used to be called the Orange Curtain, because California and L.A. is so liberal.
Right.
All those congressional seats in Orange County used to be red.
Yeah, they did.
And they're all Democrat now.
Not so much anymore.
Well, there was an interesting thing. There was the El Toro Air Base in Orange County, and then the government said they didn't want that anymore. And the ag director, the state ag director, I wish I could remember, Kawamura, I think.
There he was, Kawamura.
The guy with a long ponytail.
Yeah, yeah.
He's really cool.
He makes a good bicycle, too.
If your name starts with Cal,
but
you'd probably be a pretty good ag director.
I think it was Kawamura. But anyway, he got that turned into a giant urban farming.
Really?
Right in the middle of Orange County.
Is Huntington Beach in Orange County?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Boeing's got a huge presence there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the military as well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but there again, like El Toro, which was the air base.
We vacationed there 1 year.
Is that right?
Gorgeous. It's wonderful.
Either of you ever been to Cape Canaveral?
Never.
No, I have not.
That's on my list of things to go see. I'd love to go see one of these. I think there's one going tomorrow or Saturday, right?
I think it's Saturday, the Artemis.
Artemis, yeah.
Yeah.
Going back to the moon.
Well, you know, it's really kind of funny that they had this spaceship and, you've got these commercial people who get them to take off with no problem at all. Yeah. Then you get NASA building one. Can't get it off the ground.
Well, but the government can't mess it up.
Well, it's also, that's the other thing. It's not as simple.
Well, fellas, we could do this all night.
But we can't.
We can't.
Why not?
I got to get back to work.
He's got to get to the news over here and go meet another celebrity while he's at it. Shawn Michael Lyle.
Nelly's out in the newsroom.
Our Hollywood insider joins us every time we're here at night. Thanks so much, Shawn. We'll see you around the corner. What's Trending with Braxton Payne is next right here. On KMOX.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Every Monday evening at about this time, we go to the celebrity guest line where we are joined by the King of Pain, none other than our own Braxton Payne. Good evening, Braxton. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, gentlemen?
Fine. When you learned your vowels in school, A, E, I, O, U, and sometimes Y, and W, right?
Yeah, W's not a vowel.
I never heard W, ever.
Right.
But how come it's in the dictionary when I pull it up online?
Hold on. I went online. Yeah. You're telling me, Michael, because I know what kind of a student you were.
Right.
The one thing you remember from your education is that W is a vowel.
I passed with more better grades than our 45th president of the United States.
Well, okay, whatever. but more importantly,
well,
Braxton.
That's 'cause you actually graduated.
He did. None of us can believe it. What is trending, Braxton?
Before we get to that, you looked up that W is a vowel. What did you use, like Bing search engine?
Just here on my Safari, I typed in A space E space I space O space U Y and space okay. W, and it pulls up right there in the dictionary.com, and they explain to you that W is considered to be a vowel in some instances.
Socialism.
No wonder why no one trusts the internet anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's trending on the internet?
Well, we really only have, I figured we got two timely options.
All right.
We got, Labor Day. And then we also have a college football.
Oh, yeah.
College football.
Well, and they kind of go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, so we can talk about both of them. I'll start with college football because that's what I'm most excited about.
Go right ahead.
I mean, the worst team in the SEC is playing tonight. They're playing some C-League team. That would be the University of Mizzou.
Uh-oh.
And they're winning, they're winning at halftime. But
watch it, pal.
I think what we should do, though, I don't mind these Thursday night games. You know, the NFL's starting to do it. College football's starting to do it. You know, obviously, all the games on Saturday. I kind of like the Thursday night, Saturday, maybe we even throw like a Monday night game in there, for the second tier teams like Mizzou. It would be nice to have something other than watching the NFL all the time.
This guy.
I don't mind watching the NFL. I love college football, but I like college football on Saturdays.
Yeah, I do too. But, Thursday's the new Friday night. Thursday night is.
Do you know what the premier game on Saturday is?
I don't.
It's Saturday evening. It's the Lord's team, Notre Dame, is taking on Ohio State.
State wins that game.
I think you're right. It's in Ohio State.
Yeah.
Notre Dame, they're committed to education and Christian values. Uh-huh. They've avoided buying the teams and the players like, the University of Georgia. Have you seen the scam that's run down at University of Georgia?
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
well,
Braxton.
You have to do what you can to compete within the rules of the league now with the NIL. You have to do what you have to do.
You know who's a proud Georgia alumni?
And
Herschel
also,
Walker.
Let's not,
yes.
Oh God.
You mean Senator Walker?
Yeah, hope not. Let's not forget. It's the defending national champion, University of Georgia Bulldogs.
Whatever.
And they actually have a big game on Saturday as well. I mean, they're playing Oregon, which is a top 25 team.
Oregon's a good team.
Hey, Notre Dame's playing the number 2 team in the country.
All right, good for them.
I'm not denying that. I'm just saying, we have the nice 2:30 game, which is the prime time slot, because more people care about
it's
that.
It's about time you all sober up down there, isn't it?
No.
You would think that Braxton, this nice young man. Braxton, where'd you grow up? In St. Charles?
Yes.
Grows up in St. Charles, spent his whole life as a St. Charlesian right here. He is a fan of the Colorado Avalanche.
Unbelievable.
The Georgia Bulldogs.
Defending world champions. Defending national champions.
And who's your NFL team?
I don't have one.
Yeah, Kansas City.
No, nobody really cares about the NFL that much. Yeah, I mean, I like to bet on the NFL in states that are legal, obviously.
Yeah, well, we don't do that here in Missouri.
Yeah.
Not much is legal. Not much is legal. Pull out your Bible and start reading. Hey, what is our second? What is our second trending issue?
Labor Day.
So Labor Day, obviously, is this Monday, you know, and a new poll came out recently that 71% of Americans have a favorable opinion of labor unions.
Which I saw that.
It's been since 1965.
Yeah.
Just to put that in perspective, in 2010, it was 48% of Americans had a favorable opinion. So they were underwater just, you know, 12 years ago, and it's grown by that much in those 12 years. So I think that's a, you know, a really good sign to organized labor.
To what do you ascribe that ascendancy?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple things. I think number one is, you know, wages have remained stagnant with inflation. So people are not making as much and doing, you know, the same amount of work or even more work and having to take one or two jobs. And labor unions, you know, when you're in a member of a labor union, most of the time you have one job, you have great benefits, you have health care, and you're able to retire with benefits. So obviously people want that in this type of environment. I think also number two, younger people are much more in favor of labor unions. It's over 80% for people under the age of 30. And they view it as a group of people that they can join no matter the sector. You know, when I was growing up, it was the construction trades, grocery store workers, and public sector workers. Now we're talking, you know, Amazon workers. We're talking Starbucks workers.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because I agree with you on everything you just said, but I do find it interesting that young people are supporting unions at the highest level, yet many of the companies that are being targeted by unions are still getting support from those young folks. And Starbucks, I think, is a prime example. I mean, Starbucks is waging an all-out war against the unions trying to organize inside their stores. But you don't see people honoring the Starbucks picket lines the way that you do maybe in an auto plant.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of convenience. We live in an era where, you know, you don't technically have to cross the picket line to support Amazon, right? You know, you can order online and you don't have to cross that picket line. There's no physical Amazon store. So I think you're seeing a lot of you know, a matter of convenience over what they may support or the morals. But I think what you're seeing is a change in that type of mentality. I think a lot of the younger generation, when I say younger, I mean under the age of 50, you know, are seeing that they're doing things with their pocketbook more often. So they're able to, you know, they're ethical shopping, they're doing those things. But with that being said, as unions become more favorable, it means that more people know what they're doing. Right. And know who they are. So in order to not cross that picket line, quote unquote, you have to understand what a union is doing. And I think that we're actually informing people throughout this country what labor unions and union workers have done for not only union workers, but workers.
All workers,
that are not
unionized. There's no doubt about it. You know, the other thing that's interesting, John, and this has happened in the time that you and I've been working. You know, labor unions used to be the boogeyman for the Republican Party. They called them union bosses and stuff.
Right.
And you now see Republican and Democrat candidates alike trying to court the trade unions for their support.
Well, and a lot of those trade union members, because of their good wages that they earn, they're voting Republican in increasing numbers. And so it's natural that Republican candidates and office holders would seek out that support.
Yeah, it's just, but you and I often talk about the realignment that's happening out there. I mean, we're seeing a real push towards Republicans courting union members. Braxton, you do it for a living. You see it every day.
Yeah, and I think one of the things we're seeing, too, is not only the younger generation, but the older generation. You know, people that are retired, they've grown by 6% since this last poll in just 1 year in favorability towards unions. And that's because a lot of these people are retired, and they're retired on union wages. And they talk to their friends and their family, and they say, well, the only reason we're able to do this or we're able to go down to Florida or whatever it may be is because, you know, I have a nice union pension. So they're seeing the benefits of that as well.
What are you doing with your Labor Day holiday?
I am going to the great state of Colorado for a wedding. Yes, we have a wedding on Sunday and a wedding this weekend. So
wow, that weekend that's a lot of weddings.
Yeah. He's in that age where everybody's having weddings
married, and having kids.
Or having
babies.
Yeah.
I'm in the second wave. So we had 10 weddings the year before COVID. Then COVID happened. Obviously, no one had weddings. Then we had a couple, you know, and then we have back to 6 this year and then none next year. So we're in that, like, wave. Next year will be all the babies.
Yeah, and then what, about 4 more years, it's the divorces, right? Is that how that works?
Yeah. I like to say our generation will give it 8 years and then a divorce. So give me another 6 years and then we got the divorce party.
I'm going on 8 months.
I'm going on 32 myself, so.
Good for you. Yeah. I made it 8 months. I didn't even make it a full school year. True story.
You didn't even give it enough time for a baby to
We couldn't even have a child. Okay, that's my mom's listening.
Yeah.
That's Braxton Payne. I'm Michael Kelly.
Thanks,
John
Brax.
Hancock. Thanks so much, Braxton. We'll talk to you again on Monday of next week. Coming up next, one of the goats is getting ready to walk away from it. We'll talk about it. Hancock and Kelly, we're going to take you all the way up to 10 o'clock. You'll have Best of Glover after that, and then we'll go home, sleep for about 5 hours, and come back in here to wake you up tomorrow morning.
Back will be 8:20 tomorrow.
8:20 something?
Something.
Huh.
Yeah.
What was I going to ask you?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yes.
It's well documented here that I'm not the biggest fan of all different sports. I have specific gender-related sports that I like more than the others.
Okay.
For instance.
Yes.
I like men's basketball. I'm not a fan of women's basketball.
At all.
No. I like women's soccer and men's soccer equally.
Huh.
I like women's volleyball.
Right.
I don't like men's volleyball.
Fascinating.
I don't like men's tennis.
Yeah.
But I love women's tennis.
Well,
I think women's tennis is the best.
Huh.
And this week, Serena Williams
there
is retiring at the U.S. Open.
Maybe. She hasn't said definitively.
Oh, she's retiring.
She hasn't said definitively.
Yeah, she says this is
she's
it.
She's been vague.
Has she?
She has been vague.
Well, she clearly is the GOAT. Between men and women's tennis, she is the supreme tennis player of all time.
So, well, certainly has been during her career. Now, I mean, you could make a case for...
Go ahead.
Well, you got
Chris Evert.
You got Martina Navratilova.
No,
you can
make maybe.
A case. You can
maybe.
Make a case. You got Yvonne.
Steffi Graf. Maybe. Yvonne not
Goolagong,
really.
Yvonne Goolagong.
But there is probably.
And Steffi Graf.
There's only one that's in the same era. You know, what is that?
Rarefied air.
There you go. Billie Jean King.
No.
Yes.
No, she wasn't
there.
John, good.
The entire United States Open tennis complex is named after Billie Jean
well,
King.
Well, good for her. But she was not one of the greatest female tennis players of all time. She just wasn't.
314-436-7900.
But I will grant you that Serena Williams very well may be the greatest female tennis player of all time.
Well, I think she may be the greatest tennis player of all time. And
period.
She's getting ready to go. Did you get a chance to watch her
Didn't see
match
it.
Earlier in
Didn't
the week?
Didn't see it.
So they did something really cool. I should have given PJ the audio of it, but they did this tribute to her after her first win.
Yeah.
And Oprah did this voiceover of everything going on, and Serena gave a speech. It was really awesome. I mean, you had Bill Clinton there, which, by the way, was sitting next to Dr. Ruth.
Oh, wow.
Seriously, this isn't a Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah.
It was Bill Clinton and Dr. Ruth
there
sitting there. You had... so many people,
Ruth
Tiger
Westheimer
Woods.
Ruth Westheimer is still alive.
Yes, can you believe that?
I can't believe that.
Tiger Woods was there.
Yeah, I know. It was a big crowd.
You had, I told you, Bill Clinton. You had Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
You had Martina Navratilova.
She was there.
You had Hollywood stars there. It was the place to be.
PJ's got some sound from this thing.
What's there to say? The years went by in a blink.
Is that Billie Jean King?
Oh, that's
like
Oprah.
Yesterday.
Oh.
He's a goat.
You've given us so much.
Oh, it is
all
Oprah.
We can do.
You like Oprah?
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Thank you for making the bright lights
I like
brighter
yeah, good.
And the Big Apple bigger.
I mean, I don't know. Oprah's not one of those people. She's kind of like Bob Costas, like kind of universally liked. Well, I guess Bob's kind of changing his positions these days, which I love.
Yeah.
Speaking the truth. But, I mean, they're just kind of universally liked people, right?
Yeah. Historically non-controversial.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Oprah certainly falls into that category.
Right. Oprah. Although she got out in the middle of it for Barack Obama, didn't she?
She did, and there was a lot of talk that she might run for president at one point.
So who invented talk television? Was it Sally Jesse Raphael, or was it Phil Donahue? No.
Well, before that, I mean, you Phil had Donahue? Mike Douglas. Well, you had all of the talk shows. You go back to Mike Douglas, and you had Dick Cavett at night, and certainly Jack Parr in The Tonight Show was a talk show.
Yeah, but I mean, what we know daytime talk to be.
Oh.
That'd be Donahue, right?
Probably Phil Donahue, yeah.
You used to watch that when you were back in college?
No.
Yeah, he used to have some really quality program, and yeah, then it kind of got into, you know, Nazis and
And then you had the guy that threw the chairs. You know what was his name?
Geraldo?
No, the guy he was the mayor of Cincinnati. Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer. Yeah. I almost said Jerry Seinfeld.
Right?
Can you imagine?
Yeah, but that talk television. Yeah, and it's do they even have? I guess The View is kind of that now.
Well, I think the girl from Drew Barrymore has a talk show. Oh. Ellen, I think, just wanted to down her talk show.
Right.
There's Wendy Williams has a talk show.
Okay.
I even think that the dude who does The Family Feud has a talk show. He also hosted the Miss America pageant Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a talk show.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Do you remember Sally Jesse Raphael?
I do. She was from St. Louis.
I think she taped that sometimes here.
Probably did. She's from here. Really? She was from here. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
That's before PJ's time.
Yeah, I got into talk shows when I was at college. Yeah, what is it about daytime television that gets college kids wrapped up? Because I had Days of Our Lives, and
because you don't go to class.
No.
Yeah, so you blow off class, and what are you going to do? You watch television.
Now, do you know what the difference between college and now is?
Hmm.
Now I wake up when I used to come home.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I can go to bed right now if you want to know the truth. I've had a long day today.
Yeah? What time did you wake up?
This morning I got up, so it would have been 6, and I had my first call at 7:30, and just run ever since.
So was this more than 1.5 cups of coffee?
I had 2 cups of coffee today, yeah.
Yeah,
I did.
You're living dangerously, huh?
I did, yeah.
Did you then immediately clean out the coffee pot and get it ready for tomorrow?
No, I've got to make the coffee when I get home. I've been thinking about that.
John has a weird obsession with the idea that you have to have the coffee made the night before.
Well, yeah.
Even if you have to get up and push the button to start the coffee. So, for instance, he and I go to Florida one time. We're down there hanging out in this condominium, and John keeps saying to me, it's 3:00 in the afternoon. We ought to make the coffee for tomorrow. And I'm like, what? You want coffee? Sure, I'll make you some. He's like, no. We got to put the grounds and have it all ready.
So that when you get up, all you got to do is hit that button, and off you go.
But every day that I spent with you, I was the one who was in there hitting the button, drinking the coffee for about an hour before you rolled out.
Well, that's good for you. And weren't you glad the coffee was ready?
I would have been fine with making it in the morning.
No, you wouldn't have. You want to make the coffee the night before.
I think that's weird.
You do it. It's not weird.
You keep your coffee in the freezer?
No.
I do.
I've got a vacuum-packed receptacle.
Have you ever seen people who keep their coffee in the freezer?
Yes, of course.
Well, they tell me it keeps it fresher.
My coffee's very fresh.
Yeah, what do you mean you have a vacuum pack?
I mean, no, you get the thing, and the thing loops over, and you pull the thing
and
down.
And it just sucks all the air out?
And it,
And then where do you throw it? Just in the regular pantry?
Yeah, it's
next to the sugar?
It's right up there with the coffee filters.
Right next to the coffee filters. Yeah.
Which is the way you should do it.
Well, you are a man of routine.
I am.
And then what when you have a morning like you had today... I know you like to do the Sudoku and...
Only do the Sudoku on Saturdays.
Why?
Because the rest of the week is too easy.
What do you mean it's too easy?
So they get... It's like the New York Times crossword. They get progressively harder as the week goes on. So the Friday and Saturday Sudokus are hard. They're challenging.
Yeah.
So I save the Friday one on Friday, which I will tomorrow morning.
Uh-huh.
And then Saturday morning I go out and I get the paper and I got the Saturday Sudoku there. And I'll sit and have my coffee on Saturday morning, and I'll do the 2 Sudokus.
That's a weird habit.
Why?
I don't know. Why wouldn't you play it every day, even if it's easy, just to fill in the boxes?
Because I don't want to fill in the boxes. I want to be challenged.
Are you still playing Wordle?
Oh, yeah.
Every day?
Pretty much, yeah.
You've got quite a routine of things that you have to do in the morning. You have to drink coffee. You have to play Sudoku. Yeah. You have to get on the phone.
Yeah.
You have to play Wordle.
Yeah.
So when does the nonsense stop and the day begin?
Usually about 7:30.
About 7:30?
Yeah.
Good for you.
But I like my routine. I have a good life.
Yeah, you do have a good life. And you have a good wife.
I have a good wife.
You have a lovely family.
Yes, I do.
And I noticed that your granddaughter is not in St. Louis today.
Nope. She's down on the beach in Florida.
What is she, 4 months old?
4 months.
And
just,
she's
just
already
4 months old.
On the beach.
She's on the beach, and they're down there. My daughter's buddies from high school.
Mm-hmm.
One of the fathers has a place down there, and so a bunch of them, bunch of the pals from high school have
and
all
their
gathered.
Kids?
I think Mary Catherine is the only one that has kids right now, I think.
Really?
So, yeah. Batula's down there.
How's that work out when they're playing beer pong?
We'll just have to ask about that. I don't know. Yeah.
Tula. What's her full name?
Little Tula Christie Collins.
Take us out with the song that you sing her.
I'm not going to do that. But,
I tried, PJ.
But, hey, we do have a little song coming back.
Yeah?
Timmy Trumpet is going to bring us back. And that's next on KMOX.
Hello.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Hancock and Kelly, we're going to take you all the way up to 10 o'clock. You'll have Best of Glover after that, and then we'll go home, sleep for about 5 hours, and come back in here to wake you up tomorrow morning.
Back will be 8:20 tomorrow.
8:20 something?
Something.
Huh.
Yeah.
What was I going to ask you?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yes.
It's well documented here that I'm not the biggest fan of all different sports. I have specific gender-related sports that I like more than the others.
Okay.
For instance.
Yes.
I like men's basketball. I'm not a fan of women's basketball.
At all.
No. I like women's soccer and men's soccer equally.
Huh.
I like women's volleyball.
Right.
I don't like men's volleyball.
Fascinating.
I don't like men's tennis.
Yeah.
But I love women's tennis.
Well,
I think women's tennis is the best.
Huh.
And this week, Serena Williams
there
is retiring at the U.S. Open.
Maybe. She hasn't said definitively.
Oh, she's retiring.
She hasn't said definitively.
Yeah, she says this is
She's been vague.
Has she?
She has been vague.
Well, she clearly is the GOAT. Between men and women's tennis, she is the supreme tennis player of all time.
So, well, certainly has been during her career. Now, I mean, you could make a case for...
Go ahead.
Well, you got
Chris Evert.
Chris Evert.
No.
You got Martina Navratilova.
No,
you
can maybe. Make a case.
You can
maybe.
Make a case. You got Yvonne.
Steffi Graf. Maybe. Yvonne not
Goolagong.
Really.
Yvonne Goolagong.
But there is probably.
Steffi Graf.
There's only one that's in the same era. What is that?
Rarefied air.
There you go. Billie Jean King.
No.
Yes.
No, she wasn't
there.
John,
the entire United States Open tennis complex is named after Billie Jean
King.
Well,
good for her. But she was not one of the greatest female tennis players of all time. She just wasn't.
314-436-7900.
But I will grant you that Serena Williams very well may be the greatest female tennis player of all time.
Well, I think she may be the greatest tennis player of all time. And
period.
She's getting ready to go. Did you get a chance to watch her earlier in the week?
Didn't see it.
So they did something really cool. I should have given PJ the audio of it, but they did this tribute to her after her first win.
Yeah.
And Oprah did this voiceover of everything going on, and Serena gave a speech. It was really awesome. I mean, you had Bill Clinton there, which, by the way, was sitting next to Dr. Ruth.
Oh, wow.
Seriously, this isn't a Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Bill Clinton and Dr. Ruth
there
sitting there. You had... so many people.
Ruth
Tiger
Westheimer
Woods.
Westheimer is still alive.
Yes, can you believe that?
I can't believe that.
Tiger Woods was there.
Yeah, I know. It's a big crowd.
You had, I told you, Bill Clinton. You had Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
You had Martina Navratilova.
She was there.
You had Hollywood stars there. It was the place to be.
PJ's got some sound from this thing.
What's there to say? The years went by in a blink.
Is that Billie Jean King?
Oh, that's
like
Oprah.
Yesterday.
Oh.
He's a goat.
You've given us so much.
Oh, it is
all
Oprah.
We can do.
You like Oprah?
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Thank you for making the bright lights brighter.
Yeah, good.
And the Big Apple bigger.
I mean, I don't know. Oprah's not one of those people. She's kind of like Bob Costas. Like, she's kind of universally liked. Well, I guess Bob's kind of changing his positions these days, which I love.
Yeah.
Speaking the truth. But, I mean, they're just kind of universally liked people, right?
Yeah. Historically non-controversial.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Oprah certainly falls into that category.
Right. Oprah. Although she got out in the middle of it for Barack Obama, didn't she?
She did, and there was a lot of talk that she might run for president at one point.
So who invented talk television? Was it Sally Jesse Raphael, or was it Phil
gosh,
Donahue?
No. Well, before that, I mean, you
Phil
had
Donahue?
Mike
Douglas.
Well, you had all of the talk shows. You go back to Mike Douglas, and you had Dick Cavett at night, and certainly Jack Parr in The Tonight Show was a talk show.
Yeah, but I mean, what we know daytime talk to be.
Oh.
That'd be Donahue, right?
Probably Phil Donahue, yeah.
You used to watch that when you were back in college?
No.
Yeah, he used to have some really quality program,
yeah,
and then it kind of got into, you know, Nazis and...
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, and then you had the guy that threw the chairs, you know, what was his name?
Geraldo?
No, the guy, he was the mayor Cincinnati. Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer,
yeah.
I almost said Jerry Seinfeld.
Right.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, but that talk television, yeah, and it's, do they even have, I guess The View is kind of that now.
Well, I think the girl from Drew Barrymore has a talk show. Oh. Ellen, I think, just wanted to down her talk show.
Yeah, right.
There's Wendy Williams has a talk show.
Okay.
I even think that the dude who does The Family Feud has a talk show. He also hosted the Miss America pageant Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a talk show.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Do you remember Sally Jesse Raphael?
I do. She was from St. Louis.
I think she taped that sometimes here, didn't
she? Probably did. She's from here.
Really?
She was from here, yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
That's before PJ's time.
Yeah, I got into talk shows when I was at college.
Did you?
Yeah, what is it about daytime television that gets college kids wrapped up?
Because
I had Days of Our Lives, and I had, you know.
Because you don't go to class.
No.
Yeah, so you blow off class, and what are you going to do? You watch television.
Now, do you know what the difference between college and now is?
Hmm.
Now I wake up when I used to come home.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I can go to bed right now if you want to know the truth. I've had a long day today.
Yeah? What time did you wake up?
This morning I got up, so it would have been 6,
And I had my first call at 7:30 and just run ever since.
So was this more than 1.5 cups of coffee?
I had 2 cups of coffee today, yeah.
Yeah,
I did.
You're living dangerously. Huh?
I did, yeah.
Did you then immediately clean out the coffee pot and get it ready for tomorrow?
No, I've got to make the coffee when I get home. I've been thinking about that.
John has a weird obsession with the idea that you have to have the coffee made the night before.
Well, yeah.
Even if you have to get up and push the button to start the coffee. So, for instance, he and I go to Florida one time. We're down there hanging out in this condominium, and John keeps saying to me, it's 3:00 in the afternoon. We ought to make the coffee for tomorrow. And I'm like, what? You want coffee? Sure, I'll make you some. He's like, no. We got to put the grounds and have it all ready.
So that when you get up, all you got to do is hit that button, and off you go.
But every day that I spent with you, I was the one who was in there hitting the button, drinking the coffee for about an hour before you rolled out.
Well, that's good for you. And weren't you glad the coffee was ready?
I would have been fine with making it in the morning.
No, you wouldn't have. You want to make the coffee the night before.
I think that's weird.
You do it. It's not weird.
You keep your coffee in the freezer?
No.
I do.
I've got a vacuum-packed receptacle.
Have you ever seen people who keep their coffee in the freezer?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, well, they tell me it keeps it fresher.
My coffee's very fresh.
Yeah, what do you mean you have a vacuum pack? Do you have a vacuum?
I mean, no, you get the thing, and the little thing loops over, and you pull the thing down.
And it just sucks all the air out?
And it.
And then where do you throw it? Just in the regular pantry?
Yeah, it's
next
just
to the
in
sugar
the pantry.
And,
it's right up there with the coffee filters.
Right next to the coffee filters. Yeah.
Which is the way you should do it.
You are a man of routine.
I am.
And then what when you have a morning like you had today... I know you like to do the Sudoku and...
Only do the Sudoku on Saturdays.
Why?
Because the rest of the week is too easy.
What do you mean it's too easy?
So they get... It's like the New York Times crossword. They get progressively harder as the week goes on. So the Friday and Saturday Sudokus are hard. They're challenging.
Yeah.
So I save the Friday one on Friday, which I will tomorrow morning. And then Saturday morning, I go out and I get the paper, and I got the Saturday Sudoku there. And I'll sit and have my coffee on Saturday morning, and I'll do the 2 Sudokus.
That's weird habit.
Why?
I don't know. Why wouldn't you play it every day, even if it's easy, just to fill in the boxes?
Because I don't want to fill in the boxes. I want to be challenged.
You still playing Wordle?
Oh, yeah.
Every day?
Pretty much, yeah.
You've got quite a routine of things that you have to do in the morning. You have to drink coffee. You have to play Sudoku. Yeah. You have to get on the phone.
Yeah.
You have to play Wordle.
Yeah.
So when does the nonsense stop and the day begin?
Usually about 7:30.
About 7:30?
Yeah.
Good for you.
But I like my routine. I have a good life.
Yeah, you do have a good life.
I do.
You have a good wife.
I have a good wife.
You have a lovely family.
Yes, I do.
And I noticed that your granddaughter is not in St. Louis today.
Nope. She's down on the beach in Florida.
What is she, 4 months old?
4 months.
And
just,
she's
just
already
4 months old.
On the beach.
She's on the beach, and they're down there, my daughter's buddies. From high school, one of the fathers has a place down there, and so a bunch of them, bunch of their pals from high school,
and their
gathered.
Kids.
I think Mary Catherine is the only one that has kids right now. I think
really.
So yeah, but Tula's down there.
She's, how's that work out when they're playing beer pong?
We'll just have to ask about that. I don't know. Yeah,
Tula. What's her full name?
Little Tula Christie Collins.
Take us out with the song that you sing her.
I'm not going to do that. But,
I tried, PJ.
But hey, we do have a little song coming back.
Yeah,
Timmy Trumpet is going to bring us back, and that's next on KMOX.
Hello there. Welcome back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. If you wait just a little while, give yourself a little bit of sleep. Wake up tomorrow at 8:00. Flip on the news station here. Get your latest weather, traffic together, and then Hancock and Kelly
and
back
news.
Together.
You got to have the news tomorrow.
That's
lots
right.
of news going on out there. Well, you know, I love baseball.
Yeah.
And I love every player now has their own walk-up song, and every reliever, or many of them, when they come in out of the bullpen, have their own little walk-in song.
Right.
And the New York Mets reliever, a fellow named Edwin Diaz, a good reliever, very good. He's a closer, I believe.
Is he leading in saves right now?
He's not leading, but he's
up there.
He's a very good closer.
Right.
And so he has a song. It's called Narco. Narco?
Yep.
Narco. And it's performed by this performer whose name is, what's his name?
Timmy Trumpet.
And so the other night, and so every time Edwin Diaz comes into the game, they play Narco by Timmy Trumpet over the loudspeakers.
We'll play it. Let's hear what it is.
Well, now, hold on.
Oh, okay.
So the other night, Edwin Diaz is introduced into the game, and out of the stands comes Timmy Trumpet. And this is what happened.
Song.
It's a wonderful tune, a habanera rhythm there, and Timmy Trumpet walks out of the stands and blows the trumpet as Edwin Diaz comes into the game. How cool is that?
Well, it has to be what an adrenaline rush for this kid going to the mound, right? But it also would probably build up an expectation that could be hard to deal with.
Nah.
I mean, because you're getting introduced like you're a WWE wrestler. You know, you're walking in, they're playing music, and lights are going off. And here you are, you're coming in to close the game.
Right.
That's a lot of pressure, brother.
Well, but there's pressure whether you have the music or not. I think it's cool. Hmm. I love walk-up song, you know.
So,
of course, they have them in snooker.
Yeah, but we'll get to that in a second. But who our closer is, of course.
Ryan Helsley.
Yeah, and he can whip it, man. So what would you think if they were playing Born in the USA or something, when Ryan Helsley comes walking out and it's this big production? Don't you think that just makes some uncomfortableness for the pitcher and the expectation?
No.
Because the entire Citi Field is all standing up and they're heaving.
We got Timmy the Trumpet out there.
Who's Timmy the Trumpet?
That's the guy that plays the Narco.
Did you know who he was before this week?
Timmy the Trumpet.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Enough said. Is Narco, is that the theme song of the show on Netflix or something? No. Has nothing to do with it.
It just doesn't matter. It's Edwin Diaz's song. He likes Narco by Timmy the Trumpet, whatever his name is. What's his name, Timmy the Trumpet?
Just Timmy Trumpet.
He's not Timmy the Trumpet.
No,
he's just Timmy Trumpet.
Timmy Trumpet.
There's no the in Timmy the Trumpet.
No.
Okay. Well, there you go. So Timmy the Trumpet is out there.
He's not Bob Dole.
And he's blowing his horn, and here comes Edwin Diaz out of the bullpen throwing the ball.
Yeah.
What would your walk-up song be? I know what mine would be.
Sometimes I dream that he is me, like Mike. If I could be like Mike.
Yeah, okay.
Like Mike.
That's fine.
If I could be like Mike.
That's good. That's plenty.
That's the Michael Jordan song. Can you pull that up for us?
Maybe we don't want to hear that. Nobody wants to.
Yeah, well, you're going to give us Drops of Jupiter like you're a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah, can you pull up Drops of
Jupiter?
We're
going to listen to a little Mike here.
All right, here comes.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Mine's a man's song. You're listening to something that, you know, I'm surprised you didn't pick a Taylor Swift song.
That's Ronnie O'Sullivan's walk-up song, Drops of Jupiter.
I understand.
Tell me, did it just cross your mind?
Was my heart on you the line?
Great tune.
But there you go. This is me. Don't you think it'd be a good song to be introduced?
It's pretty narcissistic, if you want to know the truth.
Well, I don't like to talk. I don't like to talk. Okay, so let's hear a little Drops of Jupiter.
You got to go to 2 minutes and 11 seconds into the
11 seconds.
Well, that's when Ronnie comes into the snooker. Ronnie's not playing this season right now.
Yeah, he's got a tennis elbow, but he plays snooker. So, I wonder how he got tennis elbow.
Well, it happens. I mean, you got the thing and the elbow there.
Yeah.
So,
The most of my pain from snooker comes in the upper back,
my lower back for me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we play enough. We sometimes have done 4 hours in a row on it.
Yeah. Oh, here we are. 7-time world champion, 40 ranking titles, blink and you'll miss him, the Rocket, Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Doesn't that sound like a song they play at your prom?
Okay, everybody, get together. It's time to crown the queen of the prom.
Don't be dissing Ronnie O'Sullivan.
I'm not dissing Ronnie O'Sullivan, but Drops of Jupiter? I mean, that's not the most...
PJ, let's
listen
get Ronnie
to Tommy
O'Sullivan
Tim,
on the show.
Timmy Horn's song.
Timmy the Trumpet.
It's got the bum, 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 and yours is, I want to fall in love.
Tell me. No, it's not fall in love. You don't even know what the song's about,
because it sounds like you might as well be, just a love song.
He was with this girl, and she wanted to go find herself, and she broke up with him.
Hello, exactly. It's a relationship song.
Yeah, well.
That is not a let me pump you up and go take on the world.
Well, he's won the world championship 7 times.
I understand, but the fact that you have adopted this song is your song, and then have the audacity to accuse me of being narcissistic with like Mike.
Well, if I said like Johnny Be Good would be my song, okay. That would be narcissistic.
No, it wouldn't be
about me.
No, I think it'd be great.
Your song, Mike, is about you.
Well, that's because I don't think that. But it probably would be A Beautiful Day is what I'd walk up to. It's a beautiful day.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's what you call them.
That'd be U2.
That's U2.
That's the most important band on the planet, which you also happen to be Irish. Did I mention that the Lord's team is playing on Saturday?
So why are you a Notre Dame fan? You didn't go
there. Irish. Yeah. I'm Irish and I'm Catholic. I grew up. I mean, I got to have something to cling on to in life. You know, what are you a fan
of? Have you seen the movie Rudy?
I have, yeah.
Who was the coach of Notre Dame for the movie?
Oh, the guy from here in Missouri,
yes.
Dan Devine?
Yes.
Hello.
Very well done.
Hello.
Did you know that, PJ? He did not. Nope. Have you seen Rudy, PJ?
No.
Oh, Rudy's a great movie.
Yeah.
Rudy's a great movie.
Yeah.
But don't take any advice from Hancock. He's not even seen the movie The Godfather.
Whoa.
Maybe the most important film ever made.
It's not the most important film
ever made. It is. And you're in a business that uses nonstop references to The Godfather.
Like what?
We're going to take it to the mattresses.
Never heard of it.
Never tell anybody outside the family what you're thinking.
Never heard of it.
Oh, come on.
Never heard of it.
You know, what are you talking about?
I've never used those expressions.
The other day when you and I were planning something, you said, and then we're going to kill the 5 families.
I never said that.
Oh, that's a line from The Godfather.
Oh, so. Well, folks, let's recount. Recap. We got here.
A-E-I-O-U.
We talked a lot. And you listen,
sometimes
of
Y and W.
And W's not a vowel.
It is.
Michael true. Kelly, John Hancock, the best of Glover is next here on
See you in the Morning.
Off your feet. Did you finally get the thanks.
Hello there. Welcome back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. If you wait just a little while, give yourself a little bit of sleep. Wake up tomorrow at 8 o'clock, flip on the news station here. Get your latest weather, traffic together, and then Hancock and Kelly
and
back
news.
Together.
You got to have the news tomorrow.
That's
lots
right.
of news going on out there. Well, you know, I love baseball.
Yeah.
And I love every player now has their own walk-up song, and every reliever, or many of them, when they come in out of the bullpen, have their own little walk-in song.
Right.
And the New York Mets reliever, a fellow named Edwin Diaz, a good reliever, very good. He's a closer, I believe.
Is he leading in saves right now?
He's not leading, but he's
up there.
He's a very good closer.
Right.
And so he has a song. It's called Narco. Narco? Okay.
Yep.
Narco. And it's performed by this performer whose name is, what's his name?
Timmy Trumpet.
And so every time Edwin Diaz comes into the game, they play Narco by Timmy Trumpet over the loudspeakers.
We'll play it. Let's hear what it is.
Well, now, hold on.
Oh, okay.
So the other night, Edwin Diaz is introduced into the game, and out of the stands comes Timmy Trumpet. And this is what happened. It's a wonderful tune, a habanera rhythm there, and Timmy Trumpet walks out of the stands and blows the trumpet as Edwin Diaz comes into the game. How cool is that?
Well, it has to be what an adrenaline rush for this kid going to the mound, right? But it also would probably build up an expectation that could be hard to deal with.
Nah.
I mean, because you're getting introduced like you're a WWE wrestler. You know, you're walking in, they're playing music, and lights are going off. And here you are, you're coming in to close the game.
Right.
That's a lot of pressure, brother.
Well, but there's pressure whether you have the music or not. I think it's cool. Hmm. I love walk-up song, you know.
So,
of course, they have them in snooker.
Yeah, but we'll get to that in a second. But who our closer is, of course.
Ryan Helsley.
Yeah, and he can whip it, man. So what would you think if they were playing Born in the USA or something when Ryan Helsley comes walking out?
Yeah.
And it's this big production. Don't you think that that just makes some uncomfortableness for the pitcher and the expectation?
No.
Because the entire Citi Field is all standing up and they're heaving.
We got Timmy the Trumpet out there.
Who's Timmy the Trumpet?
That's the guy that plays the narco.
Did you know who he was before this week?
Timmy the Trumpet.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Enough said. Is narco, like, is that the theme song of the show on, like, Netflix or something? No. Has nothing to do with it.
It just doesn't matter. It's Edwin Diaz's song. He likes Narco by Timmy the Trumpet.
Okay.
Whatever his name is. What's his name? Timmy the Trumpet?
Just Timmy Trumpet.
He's not Timmy the Trumpet.
No.
He's just Timmy Trumpet.
Just Timmy Trumpet.
There's no the in Timmy the Trumpet.
No.
Okay. Well, there you go. So Timmy the Trumpet is out there.
He's not Bob Dole.
And he's blowing his horn, and here comes Edwin Diaz out of the bullpen throwing the ball.
Yeah.
What would your walk-up song be? I know what mine would be.
Sometimes I dream that he is me, like Mike. If I could be like Mike.
Yeah, okay.
Like Mike.
That's fine.
If I could be like Mike.
That's good. That's plenty.
That's the Michael Jordan song. Can you pull that up for us?
Maybe we don't want to hear that. Nobody wants to.
Yeah, well, you're going to give us Drops of Jupiter like you're a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah, can you pull up Drops of Jupiter?
We're going to listen to a little like All Mike right. here.
All right, here comes.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Mine's a man song. You're listening to something that, you know, I'm surprised you didn't pick a Taylor Swift song.
That's Ronnie O'Sullivan's walk-up song, Drops of Jupiter.
I understand.
Tell me, did the Venus cross your mind?
Was my heart on you the line?
Great tune.
But there you go. This is me. Don't you think it'd be a good song to be here?
It's pretty narcissistic, if you want to know the truth.
Oh, well, I don't like to talk. I don't like to talk. Okay, so let's hear a little Drops of Jupiter.
You got to go to 2 minutes and 11 seconds into the...
11 seconds.
Well, that's when Ronnie comes into the snooker. Ronnie's not playing this season right now.
Yeah, he's got a tennis elbow. But he plays snooker, so I wonder how he got tennis elbow.
Well, it happens. I mean, you got, the thing and the elbow there.
Yeah.
So...
The most of my pain from snooker comes, like, in the upper parts
upper
of
back,
my shoulders.
My lower back for me.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So Jack, we play enough. We sometimes have done 4 hours in a row on that.
Yeah, here we are. Seven-time world champion, 40 ranking titles, blink and you'll miss him, the Rocket, Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Doesn't that sound like a song they play at your prom?
Okay, everybody, get together. It's time to crown the queen of the prom.
Don't be dissing Ronnie O'Sullivan.
I'm not dissing Ronnie O'Sullivan, but Drops of Jupiter? I mean, that's not the most...
PJ, let's
listen
get
to Tommy
O'Sullivan
Tim
on the show.
Timmy Horn's song,
Timmy the Trumpet,
got the bum 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 bum, and yours is "Oh, I Want to Fall in Love."
Tell me, no, it's not fall in love. You don't even know what the song's about, Michael.
Yeah, because it sounds like you might as well be, just a love song.
He was with this girl, and she wanted to go find herself, and she broke up with him.
Hello, exactly. It's a relationship song.
Yeah, well,
that is not a "let me pump you up and go take on the world."
Well, he's won the world championship 7 times.
I understand, but the fact that you have adopted this song is your song, and then have the audacity to accuse me of being narcissistic with like Mike.
Well, if I said like Johnny Be Good would be my song, okay. That would be narcissistic.
No, it wouldn't be
about me.
No, I think it'd be great.
Your song, Mike, is about you.
Well, that's because I don't think that. But it probably would be A Beautiful Day is what I'd walk up to. It's a beautiful day.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's what you call him.
That'd be you too.
That's you too.
That's the most important band on the planet. But you also happen to be Irish. Did I mention that the Lord's team is playing on Saturday?
So why are you a Notre Dame fan? You didn't go there.
I'm Irish. Yeah. I'm Irish and I'm Catholic. I grew up. I mean, I got to have something to cling on to in life. Hmm. Hmm. You know, what are you a fan
have
of?
Have you seen the movie Rudy?
I have, yeah.
Who was the coach of Notre Dame? For the movie.
Oh, the guy from here in Missouri,
yes.
Dan Devine?
Yes!
Hello.
Very well done.
Hello.
Did you know that, PJ? He did not. Nope. Have you seen Rudy, PJ?
No.
Oh, Rudy's a great movie.
Yeah.
Rudy's a great movie.
Yeah.
But don't take any advice from Hancock. He's not even seen the movie The Godfather.
Whoa.
Maybe the most important film ever made.
It's not the most important film
ever made. It is. Right? And you're in a business that uses nonstop references to The Godfather.
Like what?
We're going to take it to the mattresses.
Never heard of it.
Never tell anybody outside the family what you're thinking.
Never heard of it.
Oh, come on.
Never heard of it.
You know, what are you talking about?
I've never used those expressions.
The other day when you and I were planning something, you said, and then we're going to kill the five families.
I never said that.
Oh, that's a line from The Godfather.
Oh, so. I, see? I mean, I, yeah. Well, folks,
let's recount. Recap. We got here.
A-E-I-O-U.
We talked a lot. And you listen.
Sometimes Y and W.
N-W is not a vowel.
It is.
Michael Kelly, John Hancock. The best of Glover is next here on
See you in the morning.
Off your feet.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.